It was the third domestic violence call that night. This one came from a neighbor. Said they heard screaming, something slamming against the wall. When we got there, it was quiet. It's always quiet by the time we arrive. The woman opened the door with shaking hands. Hair pulled back. Tear lines dried into her cheeks. She said she was fine. Said she fell. Said it wasn't a big deal. I've heard every version of that line. It's nothing. He didn't mean it. He's just having a hard time. I'll be okay. Sometimes I get her to talk. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes she leaves with a suitcase and hope. Sometimes she stays with bruises and fear. And every time, a part of me goes with her. Into that house. Into that moment. Into the silence she carries. There are days when I swear I can't hear another story. Can't read another interview from a child who's been hurt. Can't walk into another apartment and see the look in someone's eyes when they realize. You believe them. Because believing them is the easy part. What comes next is not. The reports. The court system. The cycle. The phone call 2 weeks later, she went back. And the worst part? I still care. God, I wish I didn't sometimes. It would be easier to clock in, do the job, and feel nothing. But I do care. Every time. Every girl too scared to make eye contact. Every kid who flinches when I raise my hand to reach for my notepad. Every survivor who walks out of the interview room with her voice shaking but her spine a little straighter. I care so much it's starting to undo me. Because this isn't just trauma exposure. It's trauma absorption. I carry their pain like it's mine. And I don't know how to put it down. People always say, I don't know how you do this work. And lately, I don't know either. I don't cry on scene. I don't break in front of them. But I feel it in my chest, hours later, like a bruise under my ribs. Sometimes I drive home with the radio off. Just to sit in the quiet. Because my mind is still stuck in that living room. That shelter. That interview room. And I ask myself, how many more can I take before I stop feeling anything at all? But then someone tells me, you made her feel seen. You gave him a chance to speak. You were the first one who listened. And somehow, that's enough for now. But I know I need help too. Because helping them can't mean losing myself. And some days, I don't even know who I am outside of their pain.